Well, it's you know, it's clearly really tough. There are very few teams that have any kind of record against him. You know, over the years of his playing career, he's clearly headed for the Hall of Fame. You know, he's one of the best that's ever played the game. He's very smart. He studies, prepares himself well, so that's difficult. You know, and about everything's been tried, that's for sure. But he doesn't win every one of them, you know, so we'll prepare and we'll go out there and try to play our best game.
You guys said you have to try to disguise coverages against him. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Well, I think everybody does it. Everybody tries it, not only against him, but in every game. You know, you're always trying to disguise what you're playing. And every team will try it. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you probably do fool him. But he's still pretty good with the ball. If you can just try to make him read your coverage once he gets the snap in his hands, he's plenty good enough. If you give him all kinds of indications prior to the snap, then he's even better than that. You know, so that's what people try to do. They're just trying to hide what they're doing until he gets the ball in his hand or until the ball is snapped, and then you play, and it's on from there.
Is there any, do you sense at all to blitz a guy like that? I mean, is he just too effective against the blitz?
He's effective. Honestly, he's effective against almost everything you do. So the blitz plays a part in it. It certainly does, you know. And I think against every quarterback, even him, they've got to be aware that you will blitz. You know, you'll bring people. He reads it awfully quickly, like he does most things. You know, most things in football. He's extremely professional, very prepared, very experienced. Can tell by your tilts and where your safeties go and that kind of thing, where the pressure's coming from. So, but yeah, you just got to keep mixing it up like people do, and then fight. You know, you got to fight for 60 minutes and hope you can get some breaks and get the ball bouncing your way. You know, some luck always plays into every game, and play, just play hard.
Would you ever look at Michael Romeo Crennel did against Peyton? And the reason I ask you that is, they played him twice when he was a head coach here, and one game was 13-6, and one was 10-6, and that was a defensive touchdown. And when he played him this year, Chiefs lost 17-9, but that was their lowest, Broncos' lowest point total.
We look at, we do go back and look at teams that played him well. If they're, it helps us somewhat if they're 4-3 teams, not 3-4 teams. You know, because that's what we are. But we do look at people that we think played them well and try to see what their thinking was and why they played them well.
Dick, with both Gibson and Robertson up this week and increased workload, first of all, do you have, a lot of confidence in that they can handle it? How big is this for them at the end of the season to get these type of opportunities as well?
So it was Tashaun and Craig? Yeah, of course, Craig's been in there all the time. But it's a huge opportunity for all of our young players, you know, and particularly for Tashaun's role will increase some, obviously, you know, and Usama's snaps will go up because we were kind of rotating three, and we'll see where that one goes. But, it's a great opportunity for them to play against an outstanding football team. I mean, clearly it's not just the quarterbacks, not just Peyton. They had a really good football team around him, and then he's the center of it on our side of the ball, you know. So it'll be beneficial to their development, and hopefully they can and we can perform well.
What progress have you seen Tashaun make from the time that he got here?
A tremendous progress. He's an undrafted free agent, and from the first time you see him on the field, you recognize that he's got athletic skills. And then, of course, you just wonder why he wasn't a draft pick. And, you know, however you want to, you like to say all the time, it doesn't matter how they get to your camp, everybody starts equal in a play, but there's always some doubt. You know, you say, well, there's got to be something here. There's got to be something that's missing. Well, we never found it, you know, from almost the first day on. He prepares well. He works hard. He's been tough on the field. He's tackled well. He moves well. So, you know, we think we found one, and then our personnel department did a terrific job.
A coach described him as that, this is his term, not mine, he closes on a guy with the ball with suddenness. In other words, once he can move very quickly once someone has the ball. Have you guys seen that?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it does stand out, you know, it does stand out. So, again, we got to tip our hat to our personnel people. I think Ray Rhodes was involved in that one also. I think he knew the agent and was in the middle of that, if I'm not mistaken. That might have been bad also, but, you know, bad emotion. But a great job obtaining that.
Say, what went into the discussion about Dmitri Patterson?
Well, I think that, you know, it's be really inappropriate of me to respond to that. I think the head coach will handle all those questions.
Did you participate in it?
I think the head coach can handle all that.
Is it hard to think about the future, what's going to happen after the season?
For me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think about, you know, I don't really think about anything except the season, really, and the next game. The rest of it always takes care of itself, no matter what I think, you know, or worry, or so. No, I don't project.
Can you talk about, what was going on last weekend with all the rollouts and the?
Oh, the boots. Yeah.
All the boots that Kirk was running on.
Tough, you know. We didn't play them very well. Difficult scheme to play, always has been. It was more kind of vintage. Mike Shanahan, you know, than all the film we see preparing for it. So I can't say it was unexpected because we knew what we would get, you know. The volume of boots was probably more than we expected. And then, you know, I didn't make the best calls, clearly, and we didn't make plays on the ball when we needed to make them. We got them in situations where, you know, we really could have helped ourselves. Either getting off the field or just recovering the ball, you know. I wouldn't say that what happened on the field is what should have happened. I mean, it played itself out, and it's done. But if you can just, if you can just make your plays on the ball, and when it's on the ground, fall on it, you got a chance to make a difference in football games all the time. But they, you know, they beat us.
Come away from that game particularly impressed with Kirk Cousins?
I thought he was good going in. You know, I thought he was a solid NFL quarterback going in, and he played a good game. He made plays. You know, he made plays and throws versus us. And, so, you know, my hat's off to him.
How big a difference do you see in Aiden's arm strength now than before all the next surgeries?
Not much, you know, not much. He's putting the ball on the money, and he's delivering it all over the field, you know, pretty much all over the field. And his timing looks pretty much like it's always looked. So, you know, I wish it had diminished greatly, but it hasn't.
Since he does get rid of the ball so quickly, how does that affect your pass rush strategy?
It's a frustrating deal because he does get it out quickly, and he does get it out partially, a good deal of it is scheme with him, you know. I mean, he is the scheme, and he runs the scheme, and he knows that. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows exactly where the ball's going by what he sees, you know. Probably pre-snap, he's got an idea, and then as the snap develops, he knows quickly, and he gets it out quickly. I would, you know, Brett Favre played lots of years in the same system, and the ball came out fast. You didn't get a lot of chances to hit him. And probably dissimilar in a lot of ways, but similar in that regard. The ball comes out fast, you know, and they know where it's going quickly.
Preparing for Manning similar in many ways, preparing as you had through a few years there in Buffalo with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I would say yes. You have to have so much respect for both of them. They just are so competitive, and they never give you room to breathe. They're always coming after you, you know. And it doesn't really matter what the score is. They're going to come after you. I think you saw it. I can't remember when the game was, when the Patriots were down 31-3. But I understand that ended up a football game, you know, and you just can never breathe easy until you're on top and the game ends, because they won't quit and they just keep grinding on you. Phil's got a lot of potential, you know, in front of him, and he's playing fine. You know, he's playing fine. He got the late start on the year, hardly any off season, if at all. And he's done a nice job preparing himself. He's playing hard, and he's got – it's all in front of him, I think. I think his best years are all in front of him.
How comfortable are you with Buster Skrine returning to, you know, that slot role?
I think we've talked about him a great deal in here. I am a big Buster Skrine fan. I just – he's kind of a – he's a very easy guy to coach. He's a very he's a talented young player. He really wants to do it. He works at it. He studies it. He listens. He listens to veterans. I think he's got an admirable respect for the game of football, and he's got a long career in front of him. I'm a big Buster Skrine fan. You know, he just needs time and experience.
What kind of challenge is it to Pat Mahomes? You guys will be playing a lot of nickel against the Broncos, yet no Sean Marino has rushed for more than 100 yards in the past couple of games. What kind of challenge is it balancing the playing nickel and then going against a guy who put up yards on the ground?
It'll be huge. You know, it'll be a huge challenge for our defense. They're awfully talented. They've got the numbers to prove it. They've got the players, you know, to do it. And then they've got the quarterback to run the whole thing. So they're difficult to play against. You know, it'll be a great challenge for our guys.
In terms of wondering whether you could ever stop a certain quarterback, who's the best quarterback you've ever coached against?
Well, I don't know. There are so many great ones, you know. I mean, our division, our three divisional opponents all have outstanding quarterbacks. You know, and then you mentioned Tom Brady, who's won, what's he won, 4 or 3 Super Bowls? You know, that's hard to beat those kinds of numbers. And then, of course, Peyton is just Peyton. I mean, we had to play his brother earlier in the year. So there's so many really good ones. Well, there aren't so many really good ones, but the really good ones win, don't they? I mean, I guess that's why they are who they are, you know, but they have a way about them, and they have a leadership quality and the athletic skills and the toughness that it requires to hang in there. It's a great challenge, you know.